come to North Dakota, take a look around and kick the tires. John Thompson is just that individual. Mr. Thompson, good to have you on News and Views.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is a state that at one time during my time in the legislature was looking at any means possible to get people to even come to it. We went from 650 down to 640 to 630,000 people, and now they're telling us that the population, or at least the people living in the state, Mr. Thompson, could far exceed 700,000. Is that not unheard of, or talk me through all of this in terms of how North Dakota gets treated with that.
So our statistics today are indicating that North Dakota is the fastest growing state in the United States. Its three metropolitan areas are among the fastest growing in the United States. Some of its counties, Williams and McKenzie, are among the fastest growing counties in the United States. So there is a lot of growth going on. But I think one of the most important things to consider is that the growth is not just centered in the Northwest and in Cache County, but the growth just extends statewide. So the state is growing in virtually all areas. It's a good story.
So how do we, who rely so heavily upon, and you know the numbers, we get over $2 back for every buck we send in. We're still a very rural state, even though with the growth in terms of road upkeep and bridges and everything else. How do we get treated fairly when you're only counting people every 10 years?
So we also have a program where we produce population estimates that we release on an annual basis. And I think last week we released our county level population estimates. And I think at the end of May we're going to be releasing at metropolitan areas. So these are also used as interim measures of growth and are used to allocate funds. And as I said, the numbers I was quoting from you are from our population estimates. So they are tracking the growth that's occurring in North Dakota.
Okay. So do things and decisions that the federal government bases off of population, can they fluctuate before the next census is up?
Well, I think that they will fluctuate. They will sort of track the growth of North Dakota. So it's a good story for North Dakota that North Dakota is growing, and the data we're collecting is tracking that growth. So that's a really good story.
So let me ask you the question in this form. Say 50,000 of these new people in North Dakota aren't North Dakotans. Say that they don't want to give up their license in Wyoming or their driver's license in Montana or Ohio because that's home to them. That's how big of a factor does that weigh in on your decision-making process, even though they're living, eating, and everything else here?
So those are some complicated issues that we're going to have to work out as we approach the 2020 census. And that is, you know, what is the concept that we're going to use to determine where somebody usually lives? The principle we use is one of usual residence. We count people, and that means where they usually live or sleep most of the time. So under our rules, someone is usually living or sleeping most of the time in North Dakota on Census Day, which will be April 1st, 2020, then that's where we would count them.
So in terms of, in North Dakota's case, now we have people actually have to show ID and they got to go through a process to vote, for example. But that's how they become North Dakotans. They have to show that they've got a North Dakota driver's license, that, you know, all of those steps. What you're saying is that isn't how the federal government looks at it. They look at where they sleep and they eat.
Yes, that's the way the Census Bureau looks at it as we conduct the decennial census. And that's going back to the very first Census Act and it's where people usually live and sleep.
So do they get double counted? What if they when the census survey comes up, what if they fill that thing out and they say, oh, you know what, I do live in Ohio?
So we've got a lot of tools at our disposal, which let us do, you know, matching and unduplication, identifying situations like that. And then we can start talking to them about where they would usually live or sleep. So we do have the techniques in place to look at those things.
Okay, so your trip out to North Dakota is a direct result of Senator Heitkamp saying, you know what, we've got a lot more people there than what we're being given credit for. When you go home to your staff and you look at them, and what's your message to them going to be?
My message is, well, I'm really going to have, a really interesting day tomorrow, because I'm going up to Williston to really understand the dynamics of the growth up there. But my message is going to be that North Dakota is a rapidly growing state. We need to make sure we form a number of local partnerships so we can really work on understanding the dynamics of the growth and the other living arrangements in the state, and make sure we do a good job counting North Dakota.
And do you use state data at all for that? Do you use tax information for that? Do you use school information for that?
So we have a good partnership with the states that helps us produce our population estimates between the censuses. And we do use some administrative data, like you mentioned, and we work with the state population centers. And North Dakota has a very good one, by the way, to help produce those numbers.
Okay. John Thompson, he is the director of the U.S. Census Bureau. John, thank you for coming to our part of the world, and thank you for recognizing what all of us already knew. There's a whole lot more people here than there was 10, 15 years ago. So appreciate you coming out here and help us out any way you can. Okay, John?
Thank you very much.
You bet. John Thompson, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, I received a lot of text messages, emails, and I want Mark Ewens to be able to have time to take your phone calls at 1-800-880-5346. Any thoughts you might have about Andrew Sadek as well?